After Wednesday night's shooting in Wilkinsburg, reporters and photojournalists arrived on the scene to learn about what happened and document the aftermath. Guy Wathen, a multimedia journalist with the Tribune Review, was among them. He stopped by the studio to talk to WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs about what it's like to photograph a crime scene.
What I want to talk about today is specifically how you approach photography when it comes to crime scenes and to people who are reacting and mourning and curious about what's going on. And of course, this relates to the shooting that happened in Wilkinsburg late Wednesday night. And so I'm wondering if you can tell me kind of what your thought process is as you're heading to the scene.
You know, when I get a call like I did on Wednesday night, I get a pain in the pit of my stomach. It's a horrible feeling going to a situation like that. I've been a photojournalist for almost 16 years, and I've seen a lot of these situations, and they're always awful. So I know when I'm on my way there what I'm about to see. I'm not looking forward to it.
What do you anticipate seeing?
When I started this career, what really bothered me were seeing the victims, the bodies. But now what really gets to me and what I know I'm going to see there are the people that are grieving, the people that lost a loved one. That's always really hard to deal with and hard to see.
Every scene is a little bit is different, but I'm sure there are common threads. What do you see in common when you go to these types of scenes?
What you tend to see is a gathering of the community. They find out what happened, and they become curious, and they come out, and you watch as they learn who was lost and who is suffering, and you see that at every scene.
So how do you balance that when you go into the scene of needing to take pictures for the paper or do a video for the paper, but also wanting to respect people's privacy, or do you just kind of have to sacrifice one for the other?
It depends on the situation and the news value. I always try to keep my distance as much as possible. So I tend to use telephoto lenses. I try to stay away from getting into people's faces. A lot of times, the people are in such shock and such grief, they don't even realize that I'm there. And that's my goal. I'm trying not to be intrusive. But I know that there have been times when people notice I'm there. They make eye contact with me. And there are times when I back off and let them have their moment.
What is your goal? What are you trying to convey with your pictures? Is it just information?
I'm trying to convey a sense of humanity in a horrible situation. I've covered a lot of tragedy, and I'm always looking for that thread of emotion that can allow my readers to connect with the people I'm photographing them. I want my readers to feel empathy for these people, to feel that sense of loss that they're going through. I think it's important that we look at these tragedies, that we confront them, and that we not turn a blind eye to the suffering of others just because it's uncomfortable.
And this might seem kind of like an offbeat question, but you're conveying information. You're also conveying the humanity of the people who are there when you take the pictures. Is it also art for you? Is it also an artistic expression?
There is an art to it. When I'm at the scene, a lot of times I don't let the emotion get to me because I'm focused on, is my composition right? Is my exposure correct? Am I in focus? But later, when I'm sitting down and I'm editing a piece, especially like the one the other night, and you have to listen to the audio of these people grieving over and over again, that's when the emotion really hits me. I have a hard time calling a tragedy like this art. I try to do it artfully so that people will want to see it and will respond to it, but I have a hard time calling it art. I consider it more storytelling, I guess.
Anything else that you would want people to know or that people might not know about being a photographer on the scene like that?
You know, a lot of times people tend to attack the messenger. We're called vultures, and I understand that reaction. But I would like people to know that we're not heartless. These things affect us, and we're doing it for a reason, and it's not so that we can sell newspapers or get views on YouTube or our Facebook pages or win awards. It's because we really care about our community and the people in our community, And we believe that these victims matter, and it's important to document what happened to them, and it's important to document the suffering that was caused by this violence.